Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Welcome back, Spirit of Nigeria, the very spirit, body, soul, and mind of Nigeria. Definitely is the voice of Aliyah right here on the radio, and I have an amazing person with me, Aru.
I don't know if I'm amazing.
Okay.
Giving positive Nigerian energy. Okay. So, what do you want me to say? Talk to me. I'm listening.
Tell me about, because Spirit of Nigeria Radio, the first time I heard Spirit of Nigeria Radio, I felt like, wow, spirit. It sounded like, not like it sounded like, it's still, it comes with so much depth. And then you had me wondering, how did it even come to be? What brought about Spirit of Nigeria?
Well, the first thing to note is that we need to give glory to God for a day like this, because this is our first day, and it's not every idea that comes to fruition.
Definitely.
It's also not everybody that desires something that gets it. And we know that it can only come from He who is supreme. And therefore, at this moment, I'd like to give glory to God for what He has done. For sometime in October last year, I had a trip to Atlanta, and I felt that there were so many Nigerians there that needed to be served with information that was coming from Nigeria. Also remember that this is a time for fake news, misinformation, disinformation, and all kinds of news that are not, correct. So I worked on it, and I found out that yes, even if I was going to succeed, I needed to be probably in Atlanta, in Houston, in New York, Maryland, where there's so many Nigerians.
Okay.
And on the way back in the aircraft, something occurred to me that, look, why do you have to be in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 places when you can just hit it with one? And that was online radio. And I just said, wow, that's it. And also remember that online radio affords you the opportunity to reach as many people as possible.
Wide audience.
And the statistics say that there are over 20 million Nigerians scattered all over the world, which means from wherever I am, all over the world, I could reach Nigerians, in diaspora online. And so that gave the birth, that became, the birth of Spirit of Nigeria Radio. But it didn't start as Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We now said, okay, I called my team. I said, okay, so what is that singular thing, that, binds Nigeria? There's this uncommon spirit, that passion, which, like we just said, when we were talking to the sports consultant, there's something about the Nigerian. And I'll give you examples. When you go to Ghana, they will tell you they know a Nigerian from the way the Nigerian talks. They find us a bit aggressive, a bit too passionate, and very mentally alert. I don't want to use the word smart or brilliant, because it could be derogatory. So, spirit. There's this spirit of Nigeria. Also in the area of football or sports generally, when Nigeria is playing, we all come together as one.
Unity.
Then the word just came naturally about Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And therefore what Spirit of Nigeria Radio sets out to do is to be a patriotic radio station, the one that comes out and oozes out that spirit of the Nigerian, that positive Nigerian energy. We are tired of all the negative stories about Nigeria. And we're not saying we're not going to report what is negative, but we'll be talking more about the positive, because right here now we are in the world, we're not in one corner. This platform is a global platform, and that's why Spirit of Nigeria, it must bring out the positives about Nigeria. We're also going to educate people about Nigeria, enlighten them about Nigeria. More importantly, Nigerians in diaspora want the authentic source of information about Nigeria. These days, they are not too sure about what they are getting. So this must be the reference point. And therefore, Spirit of Nigeria is going to be giving up authentic information, authentic, credible, integrous news about what is happening in Nigeria. And of course, we must be bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. And this platform, which is the technology that we're deploying, is very simple and easy, because in some countries, they're already on 5G. Okay, so you can listen to it in your car, you can listen to it. Somebody called me yesterday that, our GPS. I said, wow, you mean GPS? I said, okay, that's good. I thought only about laptops, phones, and all of that. So we are the platform where, Nigerians in diaspora, whether you're in Africa, whichever continent, you can listen to us. And we're also very conscious of the different time zones, such that we can, be able to reach people at different you know, times of the day or different day parts, you know, as we say on radio. So that essentially is, you know, the philosophy of Spirit of Nigeria. Another important thing about Spirit of Nigeria is we're going to be playing only Nigerian music, strictly Nigerian music, strictly Nigerian music, because we don't want any foreign spirit.
Okay.
So we want the Spirit of Nigeria.
Raw Spirit of Nigeria.
All right. And from this day where, or when we are starting, we're going to be championing two courses.
Okay.
The first course is Diaspora Nigeria Votes Matter. Okay. I'm sure as we go along, we'll be talking some more about that. After that, we would be interested in Nigerians in Diaspora to nominate 60 Nigerians in Diaspora, Nigeria icons, who have done well, who have projected Nigeria well, who are attaining and achieving feats that, you know, on the international platform. So it's nomination time for 60 Nigeria at 60 Diaspora icons. And of course, all the details are on the web. It's everywhere. So those are the things that we will be doing on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And it's not just going to be all news, all hard news, current affairs. No, we're going to be talking at the weekends, lifestyle, fashion, what is trending in Nigeria, culture, food, marriages, relationships, you know, which a lot of our people have a hard time. Investment, business, you know, real estate, which is very important, because a lot of Nigerians in diaspora want to own a home right here in Nigeria.
Definitely.
But, you know, they don't know how to go about it. They've been swindled before. They've been duped before. Mm. This is a platform that is going to give you the authentic source
direction
of how you're going to get it. And we have our consultant who's going to be coming to tell them where are the choice houses, where are the medium scale, where are the low scale houses, and how do you need to get about it. Who are the reputable, you know, estate agents or real estate agents and all of those other things that they would find interesting there. We'll also be talking to the Nigerian kids out there. We want to know whether they can speak the language. Their parents are teaching them how to speak the language. It's Nigerian
the
food.
Indigenous language.
Yes, yes. All of those other things, you know, that matter. And if you're married to a Nigerian, what's been your experience? Okay? All right. And I know that as we speak, Nigerians in diaspora are waiting to talk to us.
Talk to us, definitely.
And I think we should just put, you know, take
put
one of
on.
Those calls, you know. I think the first person, one of those who would like to talk to us, is in Australia.
Mr. Wale Olaitan.
All right.
Yeah, my name is Wale Olaitan. I'm based in Melbourne, in Australia.
Beautiful. So I want to believe you've been listening to Spirit of Nigeria.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually like to use, you know, this medium to congratulate the management and staff of our Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Thank you very much.
On this occasion of an upcoming live and direct from Lagos, Nigeria.
All right, let me see.
All right, sorry, sir. Can you hear me, Mr. Lighton?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, how long have you been away from Nigeria?
I've been away since 2004.
Wow,
so
that's like some 16 years.
It's my 16 years outside Nigeria.
All right. Yes, how often do you come home?
I try to come home as, you know, as often as possible.
Australia is like the end of the world.
as you may appreciate, Australia is, you know, is far away, you know. But I try to stay in touch from time to time. To answer your question specifically, the last time I was in Nigeria was in 2016, going to 4 years now. I think that was around late 2016. That was the last time I was home.
Okay.
In Nigeria.
Do you sometimes miss home?
Home is home. Home is good. Home is beautiful, and you know, we try to connect with home as much as possible.
So what do you do with Nigerian food in Australia?
It will interest you to know that wherever you have Nigerians, you know, we very, you know, Nigerians, wherever we are, we try our best to make it as home as possible. We have, you know, some of our people here that they bring in, you know, foodstuff from Nigeria and from other parts of Africa. Yeah, so yeah, we're doing well. You know, though they're quite expensive compared to some of our people in Europe, because of that proximity to Nigeria, especially in London, they get most of this food stuff, you know, more cheaper. But we still get them here as well. You know, even though it's you know, it could be, you know, expensive, but we still get, you know, those traditional Nigerian food.
Okay, so aside the food, do you have other activities that give you a feel of home, a proper feel of home?
We don't, wherever Nigerians are, we try to come together, especially in summer. It's winter here in Australia, is you know, so we don't, you know, aside from the COVID 19 lockdown, we don't do much in winter for that obvious reason. But in summer, we do our Owambe. You know, we try that people come together.
Yeah, hey, you guys still, you know, do Owambe.
Owambe. Beautiful.
We do the Owambe.
Okay, tell us, Mr. Naito, what do you do?
I like to show off to my Nigerian friends on Facebook with our Agbada and whatever. I don't show them.
Wow. You know? Don't they sometimes think you are a masquerade?
I mean, for the
first. It will surprise you that some of our white friends, you know, Nigerians, there's something about Nigerian way of life, Nigerian culture, and, you know, most Nigerians, wherever we are, we're very proud of that culture. And the way it works is, if you're very proud of your culture, it's very easy for other people to really emulate. It will surprise you that when we have some of our, you know, big parties, like about few friends in recent years that have celebrated, you know, the milestone, like 50th and 60th birthday. So we still do the Owambe, that, you know, with the Philangeli and stuff like that.
Wow.
And some of our white friends, I mean, Australian friends, they've also, you know, they really buy into that, you know, that concept as well.
Beautiful. Okay, so very quickly, what would you expect from Spirit of Nigeria Radio? What would you like to hear from us?
For me, what I would like to hear, I'm very, you know, in terms of news, you know, I've got, you know, some access to news, I mean, authentic news about what's really going on in Nigeria. In this era of, you know, fake news, it's very, you know, difficult sometimes to know what is real and what is genuine from all the other fake news. So I'm looking forward to, you know, to Spirit of Nigeria Radio as a one stop where I can access quality, you know, news in terms of political news and other areas of good governance and about economy in Nigeria, and also obviously the, you know, the entertainment as well.
Beautiful. You can.
All right. So, what do you think about our campaign for Nigerians in diaspora to vote, to be part of the electoral process?
It's long overdue. You know, it's long overdue. I would think that, as far as I can recall, the last time we had election in 2019, Senegal had, you know, their own election at around that same time. You know, from memory, and you know, Senegalese, you know, in diaspora, they actually voted, you know, during that election. So my take is this: if, with all due respect to our Senegalese brothers and sisters, if they are able to do that, you know, I don't see why Nigeria, as big as we are, and as big as our population is, you know, in diaspora, I think it's long overdue, and I think it's something that many of us, you know, we're looking forward to it.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you so much for your contribution.
All right, Mr. Olaito, you stand on record as our first diaspora voter. I don't know if you have some Australian dollars to give you, but we truly, truly appreciate that. And I'm sure we're going to put it on our website and promote it for you, that Mr. Wale Olaito, all the way from
Australia.
is the first Nigeria in diaspora to speak to Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And I think that's an achievement for which you deserve, a good round of applause. The guys in the studio join me in giving him a good round of applause.
Wow, that's a big honor. I'm honored, you know, for that, you know, to be the first caller, you know, on your radio. I've been looking forward to this official launch. And I've been promoting it among my friends, and you know, and once again, you know, I say big congratulations, you know, to you guys for coming up with this concept. And I think that definitely it's going to get, you know, big and bigger in the months and years to come.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you are a Spirit of Nigeria Radio ambassador already.
All right, sir. That was Mr. Wale Olaitan, all the way from Australia, giving us a feel of Australia and telling us, you know, what he thinks of Spirit of Nigeria and then all the activities, you know, all the activities in Australia, yes.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.